The post-match interview.
I think we've got Jason Doherty standing alongside, I believe, the Cats skipper, Patrick Dangerfield.
No, actually, Jed Buse has joined us because Paddy's talking about next season already. I think he's over there. So Jed's joined us on K-Rock Football, short and sharp down here. Jed, commiserations. What's the initial feeling after that? A bit of numbness, I suppose. There's a few blokes walking around who don't know how to react, I think.
Yeah, I think you've nailed it there. Numb's a great term. Just flat, yeah, as you'd expect in losing a prelim.
It's just moments in games, isn't it? And again tonight, it was just a couple of moments here or there either way, which was the difference in the game.
Yeah. I mean, it was a bit of a rollercoaster ride. At times, we thought we were in control. They fought back well. We got our nose back in front, and then they did. So, yeah, just a rollercoaster of emotions at the moment.
Jed, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. We don't want to go into the game too much. Obviously, disappointment. Just seemed in the second half you were a lot easier to play against. They moved the ball really well, particularly able to move into the corridor, which then in turn put your defence under pressure.
Yep, definitely. That was their aim. They wanted to shift the ball a little bit, and they did it too easily. And you know, as defenders were under the pump down there, so it worked well for them. We just were too slow to react and to stop that. So yeah, well done to them.
And then in the last quarter, you actually rested back control, and I think you had 22 inside 50s, but just the two goals, five. It's you know, the effort was there. It just unfortunately just didn't come off for you.
Yeah, a bit of the connection going in our forward line. Probably the second half, we had a lot of entries and a lot of, you know, good footy. We just kind of failed that last hurdle of hitting the target inside 50, and then they rebounded really well. So yeah, a bit on our attack where we turn it over, and a bit on their you know, intercepting.
Usually Troy Seward here, mate. Just on a personal note, it's obviously been a bit of an up and down year for you. A tough patch during the season where you just couldn't find yourself in the side. But you must be wrapped with the way you bounce back later in the year, and when you're in the senior team, you're such an important cog and played a terrific job on Charlie Cameron tonight.
Yeah, well, I timed my run pretty well. You know, obviously would have loved another week, but yeah, it's, you know, a bit like this game, a bit of a rollercoaster year. But you know, was in the team when it mattered, and you know, although we lost, it was a bit of fun the final series.
Jed Akinyi, obviously there's disappointment, but for some of the young blokes that have had an opportunity in the second half of the year, and we look at Manor, and we look at obviously Ollie Dempsey all year, and Lawson Humphreys, and O'Sheen Mullen, as much as it hurts tonight, this final is probably going to be worth a lot more to them going forward.
Yeah, definitely. Just to get that final series into these young guys. I was chatting with O'Sheen and Lawson, and we were talking about Preston City Oval. You know, halfway through the year, we were back there playing, and we've all three of us have managed to squeeze our way back into the AFL team and playing a prelim. So, yeah, all three of us had a bit of, you know, a good year and improved and got in the team at the right time. But, yeah, like you said, to get those games into those young guys is pretty important going forward.
I know I asked the question of you at your media conference earlier in the week about your future, but you fully intend to be at Geelong next year. Have you got any update on, I suppose, putting pen to paper on a contract extension?
Yeah, it should be next week, I'd assume. I thought I would just park it. They sent something through the end of the week. I was like, oh, I'll just look at it Monday. Let's just get through this game and work it out next week. So I'm sure next week we'll get it sorted.
Fantastic. Jed, commiserations. It's been a cracking ride that the Cats have taken us on. I know you've only obviously come late to the party, but you're nearly there when it was supposed to really be party time, but it hasn't ended that way. Commiserations on that, and we look forward to seeing you running around in the 24 and 25.
Awesome, guys. Thanks for having me. Cheers.
Thanks, Jed. Jed Buse joining us on K-Rock Football.
The post-match interview.